Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic, Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, "Ki betzelem Elokim asa es hadam," that man is made in the image of God. And in fact, there is a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, "Chaviv Adam shenivra betzelem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very fond of man because we are created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in fact, He informed us, Chiba Yaseira no das lo shenivra betzelem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed us that we are created in the tzelem, and in fact, the Mishnah there brings our pasuk, Ki betzelem Elokim asa es ha'adam. In fact, that's how the Torah Tamima explains this Mishnah. What's the chiba yaseiras nodas lo? The chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to us, that He created us in His tzelem, and that's based on the Gemara in Beitzah, Hanosein Matana L'Chaveiro Tzarech L'Hodio. Somebody who gives somebody a gift, you have to inform him so you can create chiba, so you can create love and fondness between them. Accordingly, the Torah Tamima is explaining us, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is informing Noach here in our pasuk. Ki betzelem Elokim asat Adam, I made you, Noach, e betzelem Elokim, in my image, because of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for man. So in fact, because of the uniqueness and the exclusivity of being in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a related prohibition to not create an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create. Man was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we should not be creating images of people, because effectively we are making an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in fact, the Sefer HaChinuch says this as follows in Mitzvah Lamites, Shelo la'asos tzuras adam mishum davar. We should not make an image of man made out of any material, for example, made out of metal, made out of wood, made out of stone, made out of whatever it is, and afilu l'noy, even to make it for beautification purposes, for aesthetic purposes, it doesn't matter. And the Chinuch brings a pasuk, it's actually a drasha and a gemara, shenemar, pasuk in Shmash Chaf, lo ta'asun iti, it says the pasuk and the drasha is, lo ta'asun osi, don't make a manifestation of me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't make a dimayon, don't make an image of me. And what it's talking about is, don't make an image of man. And in fact, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Min Gimel Amud Beis brings a brisa that says, Kol ha-partzufos mutarin, is permitted to make all different types of faces, images of faces, but not the face of a man. That is what is problematic, and it brings that drasha, lotasun osi, lotasun iti, lotasun osi is the drasha. Don't make an image of me, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The posture of this Gemara is not even an entire human being image, but even just the face of a person would be problematic. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as follows, Asur letzayer, tsuros betsuras adam, v'afilu l'noy, is prohibited to make images in the tzura, in the manifestation, in the image of a person, even for simply aesthetic, artistic purposes, is problematic. Now, it should be mentioned that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, same daf there, has an extensive discussion of how broad a prohibition is this. And it makes a drasha on the pasuk, lo tasun iti Elohei kesef Elohei zahav, then in fact, the prohibition is not limited to man, but it includes what is called Tzura Shemabador HaElyon, the upper heavens, when there are different images there, and the examples are the various Malachim, the angels, the Srafim, Vafanim, etc. We cannot make images of them. And then moving down from the upper heavens to the middle heavens, it's called the lower heaven, Shemamador HaTachton, we cannot make images of the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations. And moving down from there, we also cannot make images of man and various other images, for example, Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash, if our intention is to make that as Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. There is a discussion in the Rishonim if this same prohibition applies to making images of animals and birds and fish and trees and grass and the like. But indeed, the majority of Rishonim are lenient when it comes to those, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Just one more point, because this is all by way of introduction to our topic this week. As follows, there are, in fact, based on the Gemara, there are two separate prohibitions. One prohibition is the actual making of the image of a man. That is the asiyah, the making it of yourself. But then if somebody makes it for you, then you could keep it. But in fact, there's a second iser, keeping it in your possession. So it's not only a prohibition of making, but also even if it's made by a non-Jew, we cannot keep such an image of a man in our possession. It's a problem of chshad, avodas kochavim. People may come to think that we are worshipping it. So in fact, this by way of introduction, we are going to have a number of interesting questions in this regard. We are going to talk about this week the first of them, but there are many. So for example, our question this week is going to be, is it permitted to take pictures or to have pictures taken of us and to keep the pictures? Because in fact, those are images of a man. Images of a man is like an image. We are B'Tselem Elokim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Kipshuto, it should be prohibited to take pictures of others. That is an asiyah. And also, there is a prohibition of keeping it in our possession. Shia, so even if others take pictures of us, either printed out or digital, could be a problem as well. So that is going to be question number one. And other related questions, which we won't cover this week, are how about having dolls? If people have dolls in the in an image, they have a Barbie or they have a princess or whatever it is, and it's in the image of a person, is that prohibited to purchase because we're keeping it in our possession? And number three, how about having coins or money that have images of people on it? Is that problematic as well? So, Amir Chasham, we will continue with this topic tomorrow on the prohibition of making and or possessing items that are in the image of an individual, an image of a person. Have a wonderful day.